Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
There should be some huge news coming in the NBA tomorrow. In fact, it had better come in the NBA tomorrow. Canty and Carlin in for Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot of what we've been talking about today, Zion Williamson, and if it is in fact time for the New Orleans Pelicans to trade him away. I want to spend a second on something else, though. Canty, did you see this? Do you use Waze a lot when you're using it as a GPS app? What GPS app do you use?
I'm a Google Maps guy.
Yeah, I have been too. And I've also used Apple Maps a lot more lately. Because
I don't trust Apple Maps for
I
whatever
do,
reason.
And I'll tell you why. It buzzes. I've got an Apple Watch, so it buzzes on my wrist to remind me that there's an exit coming up. So,
oh, okay. Yeah,
which is pretty good. But anyway, that aside, all the voices that we've heard of celebrity voices in the past on Waze.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Federer is starting to do voice work for Waze. So I'm just wondering who you would want to be your guide, if you will, on a trip if you're going to ask for somebody's voice to do a particular. What athlete, what person, who would you want?
Who would I want? I mean, who? When somebody speaks, who would I pay attention to? I mean, maybe Halle Berry. Wouldn't mind Halle Berry. I think I'd be able to pay attention to what she'd have to say.
Okay.
In terms of following her directions.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But athletes, I mean, athletes are entertainers. You know who I would love? Sam Jackson. Sam Jackson.
Could he do it without cursing?
No, I want the cursing included. I said turn left, MF. Like, that's what I want. I want Sam Jackson. Sam Jackson would be phenomenal.
Like, if he's taking you to the airport, there are no blankety blanket snakes on the
Exactly. Like, give me the Sam Jackson from Pulp Fiction. That's what I want.
Okay, I'll get that. Like, if we're talking about sports people, I kind of would like Perk.
Big Perk?
Hey, I wouldn't mind Perk.
You have now arrived at your destination. Carry the hell on. Like, I would love that. How would you not love Charles Barkley?
Oh, I'd love Charles Barkley.
That's terrible. That's terrible. I told you make a right.
You missed
terrible.
The exit. What about Stephen A?
Stephen A?
You want Stephen A doing
Ooh,
it?
Ooh, Stephen A.
See, here's why I would want Stephen A doing it, because while I pay attention on the road.
Excuse me.
Exactly. I do seem to zone out sometimes where I will miss an exit because I'm thinking about something. I want somebody that's going to catch my attention.
Stephen A is going to catch your attention. Stephen no A's doubt a, about it.
Bubba, who do you want? Who do you want as your voice on this?
You know, I think I might take the all of the above and just go with like a Frank Caliendo, so I can just mix and match and just take everything you're saying and just, you know, each day just choose someone different.
Cam, what do you got?
I'm taking Marshawn Lynch. Turn left so you don't get fined.
Love it.
Turn right and take care of y'all chicken.
Take care of y'all's chickens. Love it.
Dikembe Mutombo?
No. I don't know about Dikembe.
Yeah.
I don't know about Dikembe. AI is taking over, though, man. Just think about, like, celebrity voices that you're going to be hearing from because of AI. Like, the Beatles are doing a thing where you can hear John Lennon's voice now on a new track that they're releasing. Like, it's just AI, ChatGPT. I feel like we're only a few years away from the robot apocalypse. Like, it's going to happen. Machines are going to take over.
Would you want my voice to be the one to guide you?
No, I hear enough from you every
single
day.
Fat guy with kind
I would
of
probably,
a
I would do. I would do Nuno. I would have Nuno. Because Nuno would just be a complete mess, and it would be all over the place.
He's actually
you could
left.
Go no. this way, but this route avoids the tolls.
Go right, straight. I don't know.
Carlin, you brought up.
Start swearing in Portuguese.
Carlin, you brought up Mike Breen before the show. Would you want that?
I don't want Mike Breen doing it because he's going to
get scare you.
Bang! No. No, I don't need
no, but if no, that'd be great though. If once you arrive at your destination, he gives you the double bang.
Yeah,
bang, bang, you've arrived. Like I would love that.
Yeah,
I feel like I accomplished something.
I was listening to Mike last week on a podcast, and he's got such a very comforting voice when he's just talking normally.
Yeah,
the two of us like that again. That would cause me to zone out a little bit. I feel so good when I hear Mike Breen.
Yeah, but here's the thing: when you're driving, you don't need anybody that's going to create more angst, right?
Right.
Mike Breen is just soothing, calming, like the way that he delivers the game. I feel like he would deliver when it came to instructing me on how to get to my destination.
All right, who do you want? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Ian, our stage manager, who you got?
Jim Nance.
Jim Nance. Hello, friends.
That'd be good. That's a good one. That's a good. Jim Nance is a good one. That's a good one.
You're turning down Magnolia Lane.
That's a good one.
888-SAY-ESPN. We want to hear from you on this. What voice do you want to be your guide on ways in showing you where to go? Who do you want
to
be?
What about Tony Romo?
Oh, he's good.
You might want to turn right here.
Yeah. And he'd try to tell me three turns in advance where I'm going.
He would. That would screw
up. You know what? He'd be wrong more often than you realize. Wow.
There's going to be a roundabout in 3 miles, Jim.
I'm kidding, kind
but
of.
But not really.
Can't, kind of. Joe Buck would be pretty good.
Yeah, Joe Buck wouldn't be bad.
No,
yeah.
Joe Buck would be really be good. Bad,
yeah. That is a disgusting act by the driver.
888-SAY-ESPN. Who do you want to be your celebrity voice on Waze? You know, Adam Silver tomorrow has the Ja Morant situation kind of hanging over his head. And Canty, tomorrow is the perfect day to move on and make the decision on how long Ja Morant's going to be suspended. And it seems like they've already made that decision, but to announce it, just to remind you, here he was back from June 1st as the NBA Finals were getting set to start.
In terms of the timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information. I think since I was still asked about the situation, I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of this series to announce the results of that investigation. And given that we're, of course, in the off season, he has now been suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies indefinitely. And so nothing would have changed anyway in the next few weeks. It seemed better to park that at the moment, at least any public announcement. And my sense now is that shortly after the conclusion of the finals, we will announce the outcome of that investigation.
Draft is next week, and it's a Friday news dump. This has to be done tomorrow.
Well, yeah, you don't want to kick off NBA draft week with the Ja Morant news.
No.
That would be awful. Like, the NBA draft is a celebration of the sport, and it's supposed to be hope springing eternal for all 30 franchises. It's supposed to be overwhelming optimism. You don't want Ja Morant's suspension or his discipline to be lording over all of that. So, yeah, tomorrow has to be the day. I mean, we could hear from him later on this afternoon, but it has to happen between now and the end of the weekend because you cannot kick off draft week with this news. Now, that being said, he thought well enough to not announce the suspension, even though they had uncovered all the information that they had throughout the conference finals and going on into the NBA finals. He thought better of announcing it because it was that significant. It just lets you know that there's nothing good for Ja Morant in the foreseeable future.
No.
This is going to be Adam Silver laying down the hammer because Ja Morant embarrassed him, he embarrassed himself, he embarrassed the entire NBA community.
So if you're going to speculate on this, you would say, at least I would, this is a half season probably.
Yeah, he's out to the All-Star game.
I would say a minimum of 30 games, if not more than that.
No, it's going to be more than that.
Yeah,
it's
I think so too.
I think he's out until the All-Star break.
So if you're the Grizzlies?
At least.
If you're the Grizzlies, is it then become Tank City? Because if you're Memphis, you can operate one of two ways, right? You're already moving on from Dylan Brooks. You've told him that publicly. You are trying to figure out who the leaders of your team are going to be in the future. And when you talk about immense talent and not wanting to give up on it, Ja Morant certainly fits that category, although he is very quickly pushing himself into a dangerous direction. If you are the Grizzlies, do you try to play this down the middle and survive half a season? Because, Chris, we should be talking about Memphis right now as one of the two or three teams in the West that could push Denver, and they're not even remotely close to the conversation because of Ja Morant at the moment.
Yeah, I think they absolutely should tank. And when you look at, you know, the debate whether or not teams should tank, knowing that Adam Silver despises tanking, like, it just makes sense at certain points as a franchise to tank. Like, for the San Antonio Spurs, it made sense to tank the last several years. Why? Because you're going to get Victor Wembanyama. Like, it made sense to trade DeJounte Murray to the Atlanta Hawks because you were trying to tank to get a high pick in a franchise-changing player. Remember when David Robinson got hurt once upon a time, they decided to tank the rest of the season. They got the number one pick that ended up being Tim Duncan.
Yep.
And they had a core for a dynastic run. So I just – it makes sense in certain instances as a team to tank. Think about the 2020 NFL draft with all of those young quarterbacks coming out, Joe Burrow and Tua and Justin Herbert. It made sense for the Miami Dolphins and the Cincinnati Bengals and the LA Chargers to tank. It made sense. Like, there are certain times it makes sense to tank in sports, whether or not we want to admit it. And this would be one of those times if you're the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, this is not something that the organization planned, but by virtue of what happened to one of your star players, I think this could be the road that you decide to go down because you're not competing for a title. You're not closing the gap to the Denver Nuggets with Ja Morant out at least half the season.
You think he could get the whole year?
Yeah, I do. I do. I don't think it's off the table.
But do you think the player and Adam Silver already made it clear that he's going to be on the same page as the Players Association?
Well, he's been pro player. Adam Silver has, you know,
bent over. No, but I mean, in those comments too.
Well, yeah. He's bent over backwards to make sure that he has a good rapport with the MBPA and Michelle Roberts. So yeah, I would imagine that they're going to be in lockstep when this discipline is announced. And here's the thing: if you're a guy that's in the players' union, I get it. You're supposed to represent the interest of the players, but this is one of those instances that could potentially cast aspersions on every player in the league. And you've got to make sure that you send a clear message that this is not what our game is about. This nonsense and the drama that Ja Morant has chosen to engage in off the court with gunplay. Like, we're talking about the incident in Colorado, and we're talking about the incident weeks after that with his friend in the car. But those aren't the only two incidents with Ja Morant and firearms. And so this is a nationwide problem, and you have one of the biggest stars in sports entertainment perpetuating that through his behaviors, through his actions on social media. And you can't be about that if you're the NBA as a business product. And make no mistake about it, this is really one of the only professional sports leagues where you're talking about the owners and the players being truly in a partnership. I think they're working together to maintain their bottom line. And if you're going to do that, if you're going to protect the integrity of the sport, suspending Ja Morant, you know, for half the season, potentially the whole season, is the right thing to do.
You can watch Greeny on the ESPN app. Just click watch, look for Greeny, and enjoy. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. In just moments, we will go to the confidence meter to talk about young quarterbacks in year three or younger. What is our confidence level in their ability to win the division? We get into that, plus your calls on not only Zion Williamson and if they should trade him, but also what the celebrity voice is that you would choose to be your guidance in your GPS. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Greeny, the podcast.
We've gotten some great responses on this celebrity voice for Waze, because Roger Federer is apparently doing voice work for Waze. So who would you want? What athlete, what person do you want giving you directions? Let's get a couple of these in before we get to our quarterbacks. It's Canty and Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by a Grey Goose. Keith up first on ESPN Radio. Keith, who do you want?
I want Vin Scully, being a longtime Dodger fan. I think it would be great.
Vin Scully would be
amazing. That'd be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that one.
Being able to use the AI for Vin Scully,
oh,
that's awesome.
That would be absolutely fantastic.
What about this? Bob Uecker.
Only if he's going to do it as Harry Doyle from Major League.
Yes, exactly. Yes, 1,000%.
Andrew, next, ESPN Radio. Who you got?
Hey, how about Dickie V?
Dick Vitale would be good. Take a left, baby. Prime time player.
Love it.
Love Josh, it. Up next. Josh, give me the guy who you want as your celebrity voice on Waze.
I got to go with Michael Irvin, the playmaker, man. That dude always gets me hyped. I'm going Irvin, Michael Irvin.
That's the thing, though. With Irv, you don't know whether you're getting directions or a sermon. You just don't know. you just don't know with Michael Irvin. And I love Michael Irvin. I love the playmaker. I would just be so confused.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be able to follow what he's like. What did you just say?
Wasn't the store back there?
I don't know. Michael Irvin it feels like it would take him a long time to get to the directions that I would need to get where I want to go.
William Manhattan next on ESPN Radio. Who you got, brother?
Uncle Snoop Dogg. Snoop Doggy Dogg. That's who I got.
I absolutely would want Snoop.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I cannot get enough, and I know it's years old at this point, but Snoop narrating nature shows, can't get enough of it.
Really?
It's so funny. It's so good. It's as good as it gets.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I saw the other one the other day where the mongoose is backed up a gator, and at the end he's singing with them boys.
Is there anything that Snoop would do that we wouldn't be interested in hearing from or watching? Like, I enjoyed watching Snoop with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Like, that was great. It was great TV.
Honestly, I don't think there is.
Right? He's like one of those people, like, everything he touches turns to gold.
Like, how has Snoop not already been, you know, remember back in the day when they put Dennis Miller on Monday Night Football?
Yes.
How has Snoop not already been approached to do a broadcast somewhere?
At least be on the Manning cast a little bit more.
Right.
Like, have the Manning cast one game featuring Snoop.
What was that? The Jake Paul or Logan Paul fight thing? He was on one back
in the day. He was on that, yeah.
Vision, I forget what it was called.
I don't remember what it was called, but he was on that, yeah.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. Canty, let's do a little quick-paced NFL segment, shall we? You yesterday were into the idea of younger quarterbacks in year three or under who may have a chance to win their division. So right now what we will do is Cam will name a young quarterback who is in his third year or less, and we will give our comfortability, our confidence,
there you go,
in where we feel like that quarterback could win his division. Are we not confident? Are we somewhat confident? Are we fully confident?
Sounds like one of those SAT questions.
Yes, exactly. It's like a survey.
Strongly agree, agree,
yeah,
indifferent.
Exactly. There you go.
Let's start things off with a guy who won his division already, Trevor Lawrence, over there in the AFC South. Canty, I'll start with you. Where are you feeling a confidence meter in Trevor Lawrence?
Fully confident. Why wouldn't I be? They're playing in the AFC South. It's like Trevor Lawrence walking in a class with a bunch of kindergartners saying he's the tallest person. Like, of course.
Yeah.
Like, how could you not be confident that they're going to win that division again? They finally got an adult in the room and a head coach in Doug Peterson. I mean, the arrow's pointed up for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, I am fully confident in that. And, Canty, I'm going to take it a step further. Here's a little prediction for you for the season. Trevor Lawrence will be in the top three for MVP.
Ooh.
Okay. Trevor Lawrence this year will be in the top three for MVP. Very confident. Next.
All right. Not a done deal that he will be the starter, but assuming he is healthy, we think he will be. Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Chris Carlin, confidence meter in Brock Purdy to lead the Niners to a division championship.
Fully confident, and that's only because of the rest of the team around him, especially on the defensive side. Canty, the Niners they got to the NFC championship game with him Why wouldn't I be fully confident that they could?
Somewhat confident. I don't know how he's going to play coming off of the UCL injury. Trey Lance probably going to push him. Remember, John Lynch invested a lot of draft capital in order to get him. So no guarantee that Trey Lance doesn't come in and light it up in Brock Purdy's absence early on in the season. And then I think Seattle did enough to close the gap between them and the 49ers this offseason. So somewhat confident in Brock Purdy.
Next.
All right, our first rookie on the list, Bryce Young in the lowly NFC South. Chris Canty, confidence meter in Bryce Young to lead the Panthers to a division title.
Fully confident and has less to do with Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers and more to do with the rest of the division. Mm. The NFC South is the worst division in all of football?
Yeah, I think
it's
that's
right
fair.
There. I like Bryce Young, what they put around him in Carolina. They got a veteran coaching staff down there, not just Frank Reich, but Jim Caldwell, Josh McCown. They've got a who's who of coaches around Bryce Young and his development. So I like the Panthers to win. I love the Panthers to win the NFC South.
I'd go somewhat confident with it because I think he's going to go through some rookie growing pains, and that could hurt. And there still is Derek Carr in New Orleans, so I have to give that a puncher's chance. I go somewhat confident. Next.
All right, Justin Fields in the NFC South now that Aaron Rodgers is gone. Chris Carlin, confidence meter in Justin Fields to lead the Bears to the NFC North title.
I would say I'm somewhat confident, and that's more about the Lions than it is about anything else. But I would fluctuate somewhere between somewhat and fully. I am fully confident that in the next few years they will. But, yeah, I would say I'm on the high end of somewhat confident this year.
I'm fully confident that Justin Fields will be the best quarterback in that division by season's end. But I'm only somewhat confident that that team is going to contend for a division title just because their defense is a work in progress. And I do think there are three live teams in that division outside of the Bears. I think all three of those teams, the Packers, the Lions, and the Vikings, are going to be solid ball clubs. So,
next.
All right, let's get some other teams in here. We've got Mac Jones. D-Hop is in the building. Probably the toughest division in the NFL. Mac Jones to lead the Patriots to the AFC East title, can't he?
Not confident at all. How could you be? Mac Jones is the least talented quarterback in the division, and he had the worst season out of any of the quarterbacks in that division. So, what's understood ain't got to be said. Not confident.
Not confident. Next.
Well, this next one might be a quick answer, too. Chris Carlin, how about Sam Howell?
Oh, dear God. I don't even want to have it register as not confident. Like, I have no response to the question. I think the premise of the question is ridiculous. No, not confident.
Somewhat confident.
In the NFC East.
Somewhat confident.
Who was the first to stay off the weed?
Can I ask you a question? Who was the first team to beat Philadelphia last year?
I understand.
Who was the first team? And they did it with Taylor Heineke playing average quarterback, giving you average quarterback play. Now, Sam Howell is vastly more talented than Taylor Heineke. I'm not saying he's going to be better or worse, but I do believe in what they've put around Sam Howell. Just take a look at the skill position core. Then you look at the defense for the Washington Commanders led by that D-line. I think they're going to be more of a live dog in the NFC East than people give them credit for. So I will say somewhat confident.
Chase Young also back in the mix.
Exactly.
He needs a big year. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. We are in for Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN. More of your names that you want, the voices that you want to be your guide on ways, since Roger Federer is apparently doing that. And Zion Williamson. Is there one team in particular that needs to roll the dice on Zion Williamson for its future? It's all on the way.
Greeny, the podcast.
It's Thursday, which means Bubba closely monitoring the cafeteria taco situation. What is our resolution today, Bubba? Will we have ground beef today in the cafeteria at ESPN?
Today is a pork day.
Pork tacos.
Today's pork.
Yeah. Okay, but you want them to know that you are keeping them accountable right now.
Yeah, I started tracking it. I think 2 weeks ago. So I, you know, as long as they're doing the official rotation, is all I really care about, because it's, you know, it's ground beef, chicken, steak, pork. Right. As long as it's those four, and then back to ground beef, I'm okay. The issue I had, we basically went like 7 weeks without ground beef, and that's just ludicrous. So let's just keep it in rotation, and I'm fine. You know, that's all I'm asking for here. But I'm tracking it, boys. So
you're on top of
them. I'm on top of them. Yep. So if I have to go down there and hand them the sheet of paper and show them,
I was
week
thinking...
one, week two, week three, week four, I'll do it. And they'll keep saying, "Oh, it's not me. It's above my pay grade." Well, who do you want me to bring this piece of paper to? Because I'll bring it right to them.
They're always passing the buck.
Yeah, I'll go right to their house.
Yeah, exactly. I will show up at 7 p.m. when you're sitting down to your dinner.
I'll send Nuno the spy. We'll find out. We'll find out exactly what's going on.
You'll know what's happening quickly. I thought about this briefly yesterday. Do you think that if Dan Orlovsky famously likes plain food, he will only eat nachos with cheese and plain chicken? Do you think if Dan Orlovsky was given the chance to eat fully loaded nachos, chili, guac, everything, and he could erase the stepping out of bounds play in the end zone, that he would do it?
See, I have a hard time putting myself in his shoes, both literally and figuratively, with that situation, because I love fully loaded nachos.
Right.
Like, to me, there's no downside to the scenario that you just laid out.
I don't know that he would do that.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know that
fully
he would
loaded
do that.
Nachos are outstanding.
I know. I agree. It's absurd.
Chili with some ground beef in it, cheese, the jalapenos, the
jalapenos,
tomatoes
on there. Absolutely, a little guac.
See, it's sour cream. Oh,
it's a double-edged sword because Dan Orlovsky is iconic. Like, people remember him for that. Like, I think he would have been kind of lost to NFL history. He might still been an analyst, but he has – it's a terrible play, but it's a play that he's known for. Not many backups have a play that they're known for.
So you think he embraces that?
He does now. I'm sure it's still very embarrassing, but he is a great sport about it. We've seen it. And we saw when Jimmy Garoppolo stepped out of the back of the end zone a couple of years ago, and he tweeted, "I'm free."
I mean, how many backups or even, third strings? Like, I mean, of him, do people even know? I mean, he's pretty well known, and obviously being on TV now helps, but
Jason Garrett, before he became a head coach,
I mean, he had
that Thanksgiving Day game. Yeah, it was awesome.
But there
are not many out there. That's for sure. Dan has certainly forged a path. I next time we have him on, I want to know.
I just don't think there's any downside to it. It's so ridiculous.
Didn't you talk to him yesterday?
Fully loaded nachos. We were supposed to talk to him, but he big timed us, Cam. That's what happened.
He must have been eating.
He big timed us.
Must have been eating plain chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure he was in there. He was probably in Bristol, just like.
Of course he was. He was on NFL Live 30 minutes.
I actually saw him at the CAF yesterday.
Yeah. Nuno sent us a picture of him.
He big timed us.
What a snitch.
He blew us off like a piece of lint. That's what happened.
At least Jeremy called in.
As he's walking down the hall to the cafeteria, ironically. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio in for Greeny. A couple of more of these calls on the celebrity voice that you want running your ways. Lorenzo up next on ESPN Radio. Lorenzo, who you want?
I want Gilbert Gottfried.
You won't miss a turn, I guarantee you that.
Probably not.
You will not miss a turn. How about Foster in Texas next, ESPN Radio?
Charlie Steiner, as long as he can laugh like he did whenever Carl Lewis sang the national anthem.
Who's this now?
Charlie Steiner, when who sang the anthem?
Lewis sang the national anthem.
Oh, when Carl Lewis, Charlie must have been doing that game. I don't remember that part of it.
It was when he was doing SportsCenter, and he was doing the highlight. He just, lost. He couldn't contain himself showing the highlight. Mm. He just, lost it.
Well, when Charlie did the pool boy at Melrose Place SportsCenter commercial,
that was
about as good as it could be.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
What about Charlie Sheen? Talking about Charlie's.
Winning. Charlie Sheen going something?
Yeah,
kind of doesn't do it for me either.
The shine's worn off on that one.
Yeah. How about Mike, Charlotte, North Carolina? Mike, who you got?
This one was easy for me. The voice of God, Bob Shepard.
It would put me too much at ease. The longtime public address announcer at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Number two, Derek Jeter. Number two.
That was pretty good, Charlie.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Yeah.
No.
At least he'd repeat the directions every time.
That's a great point.
Turn left.
That is a great point, Cam. You would have a hard time missing the turns and all of that stuff. So, I'm with you on that.
Last couple. Let's hit Jonah up next on ESPN Radio. Jonah, who you got?
I'm not sure why there's this big discussion, because it's the answer is two people. One, James Earl Jones. You can have him do the greatest villain ever, Darth Vader, or the greatest king ever, Mufasa. Mm-hmm. And then there's also Morgan Freeman, because, well, he's Morgan Freeman.
That's
answer's right there.
That's phenomenal. I can't argue against that. Yeah. James Earl Jones or Morgan Freeman? How could you argue against that?
You can't. You can't.
This is CNN. How do you argue against that?
You know, I swore that James Earl Jones also did the Arby's commercials, but it turns out it's Ving Rhames.
Yeah,
they sound much alike.
Ving Rhames. Yeah.
They sound that
but
much
But James
alike.
Earl Jones is iconic.
There's no
way you're missing any directions with James Earl Jones on Google Maps.
I think they already had some Darth Vader voice on old GPSs.
I think they did too. Yeah. I think you're right, Cam, because I seem to remember like the breathing was on that.
But Morgan Freeman would be a good one.
That's
too.
A good
Morgan
one.
Freeman would be great. Yeah. Carmen, next, ESPN Radio. Carmen, who you got?
Hey guys, any professional wrestler, I'm going to go with the Macho Man.
Like,
you know, if you get told you need to take a turn, brother, that would be Hulk Hogan, the Junkyard Dog, anybody.
Macho Man Randy Savage. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. Come on, man. You couldn't beat that.
Yeah.
Stay straight.
No, you couldn't.
Stay straight, brother.
Well, that's Hogan. That Savage did, brother.
No, Savage did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, Macho Man was awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The Rock, maybe?
The Rock?
Yeah.
Can you smell? Yeah, I can't even do it, but you know.
Austin?
Stone Cold?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, you're right. Wrestlers do a phenomenal job when it comes to entertainment, so they would be great at doing that.
I am now going to spend my afternoon looking through to see what celebrity voices I could actually get to do it on.
Yes. Yeah.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app. Zion Williamson has been the talk of the last day or so about potentially getting moved, considering all the off-the-court stuff that's gone on lately, considering we haven't seen him nearly enough on the court, and the rumor that the Pelicans want to try to get into the top three of the draft next week. Now, let's take you back to 2021. Zion Williamson, after playing with the Pelicans at Madison Square Garden.
New York is the mecca of basketball. I love playing here. When I played here in college, and this is my first time playing here in the pros, and I mean, this atmosphere, you know, whether they're cheering for you, whether they're booing for you, it's amazing. Honestly, I think outside of New Orleans, obviously, I think this might be my favorite place to play outside of New Orleans. I can't even lie to you.
And that whole time, he had a giant smile on his face.
Yeah.
And if you'll remember, it was pretty clear back at the draft lottery, the year the Knicks had a chance to get the number one pick, they ended up with the third overall pick, took mm-hmm. R.J. Barrett.
Yeah, not the Duke guy they wanted.
And Zion, like, he didn't show true disappointment, but everybody knew that he wanted to be here. Canty, if you're the Knicks right now, are you rolling the dice in that direction? Are you unloading some of the picks that you have and players that you have for Zion Williamson?
It's a conversation.
Yeah.
It's a conversation, and we'll see where it goes. I mean, if you're the Pelicans, you certainly want to include players and picks if you're not going to get one of those top three lottery spots, and the Knicks don't own any of those picks. So, yeah, I think you'd have the conversation. Now, ultimately, is that something that makes a whole lot of sense based on where you're at as an organization? Your likelihood of being able to land a player like that if you stay on the current course, either via free agency or eventual trade, I think those are all things that you have to weigh out before you make any final determination. But it's not often that you get to have the chance to acquire a player that has the kind of talent that Zion is bringing to the party. The biggest issue, as I see it, is that whatever franchise brings him in, or if the Pelicans keep him, you got to make damn sure you got a plan in order to keep him healthy. And that has to come with a commitment from him that he's going to do everything it takes in order to make sure that he's the best version of himself when he shows up next season.
That's the risk that they need to take. And it's fair to take it because, Chris, Zion with the Knicks, in that combination of what they have already, if he is on the court, would be incredible. And I know what the injury concerns are. I've talked about them and laid them out. And why, if you are New Orleans, or you would consider dealing him, if you get enough in return from the Knicks, you do it because it can help them right away. They're not far off from being able to win. And if you're the Knicks, he's worth it. He is. He can be transformational for them. And dare I say, I would much rather have Zion than Bradley Beal. Much rather have Zion than Bradley Beal.
I don't know about that. I mean, at least you know Bradley Beal is going to show up if you're the Knicks.
I do, but I am going on the idea that if this guy is at this juncture of his career still so young and he can figure it out with staying in shape, and I got the right plan for him, as you talked about, with staying healthy, I mean, that's an incredible, incredible force with Jalen Brunson and with what they have to work with. To me, I'm not a huge Bradley Beal guy because he's been to the playoffs, but I can't sit here and tell you he's ever been a major difference maker at any front. I think that we both know that Zion Williamson on the court is a major difference maker.
No, he's a major difference maker, but he's missed 200 games in 4 years. So, I mean, you can't gloss over the fact that he's been unavailable. So, yeah, on paper, he makes you, you know, exponentially better. But the question is he going to actually be on the court when you need him? Is he going to be on the court going down the stretch run of the regular season? Is he going to be on the court for the 2 months that it takes in the postseason leading up to the NBA Finals? Like, those are all legitimate questions that we don't have an answer to, and as far as what we would project, it wouldn't be what you would want it to be given the package that it would cost in order to get him from New Orleans. So if you're the Knicks, it's a conversation, but if you have the opportunity to go after a Bradley Beal over Zion Williamson, I think you would lean in that direction.
I think that either way you're in good shape, but I'd take Zion.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.